tubes and coils behind your radio dial.
Don't get too near that leak. You wouldn't want to wind up in the other universe, would you?
So here's this sort of radiophonic form of radiance where you have these technologies and people connected to other people. It is not nearly a product of radio and radio technologies and other 20th century technologies, but it goes back to sort of pre-Socratic philosophers and their attempt to figure out exactly sort of how we're connected.
We don't want to pay DJs, we don't want to program our station, we don't want to do news.
They continued to broadcast until these facilities were attacked by armed gunmen who basically shot up the transmitters and other equipment. And silence that public radio TV system that the people were using.
All I can do is ask and speak. All right, let you know that you're violating part 15 of the rule. Yeah, that's good.
We are at war with our own government. It's no longer a democracy, and that in order to win any war, you need to be able to shoot, move, and communicate. And even if you can't shoot or move, if you can communicate, you can keep your eyes from getting shot, and understand how to move safely. And I really feel like communication is the key point to winning this war.
What we've seen is the radio and television industry taken over by basically a military-industrial complex that sees it as a weapon and is not going to allow that weapon in the hands of people who will challenge the power and the authority of the interest that be.
It could be.
Well, Mari, you know, very few cases at all.
Really an incident out in Iowa. Look, gentlemen, practice these words in front of the mirror. Although we are constantly exploring the sky, currently, there is no direct evidence that links cell phone usage to brain cancer.
Technology to make your own radio station is getting cheaper and cheaper.
This idea to create own equipment is a very important challenge because the last grant financing for using a transmitter was in the 50s. In the 50s, some pupils in Eastern Germany created their own transmitter.
I'm broadcasting on all AM frequencies.
We've seen both in Afghanistan and in Iraq, one of the first things that the government does is start their own micro pirate radio station. I guarantee you they never went to any bureaucracy in Afghanistan or Iraq and requested permission to begin broadcasting their messages across that country.
Speaking of the radio without messages, silent radio television without images.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction. We have no downlink.